Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. Thank you for joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show right here on Transformation Talk Radio. And we got a great show for you today, actually a great lineup all day long. So it's great to be connecting. Let me give a shout out to both Olivia and Benny. How are you both doing?
Oh, doing good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Benny, cheat too much?
Never, Pat. You know that. No way. And in fact, we still have to look for some more Easter eggs. They're still hiding somewhere, so I'm not going to go without a fight either.
Okay, yeah. One of the greatest dilemmas that you run into on Easter is whether or not you love dark chocolate and somebody gives you milk chocolate eggs. Then what do?
You find them later, but they're not really round. They're flat.
Yolks on you.
Hey, where's my rim shot?
Oh my
God. Pat'll be here all week, folks. Try the veal. Don't forget to try the veal.
Oh my God. I've got a hot flash going on because I can't believe I just said that.
So cheesy. It's good.
Welcome, everybody. Look, you know, there's something that happens when you kind of put the stamp on your network called transformation. There's like a little thing that goes on. You know, some people call it the law of attraction. Some people call it the law of attention. Some people just call it. You know, it is this idea of transforming. And what does that look like? I know for myself, I'm a work in progress. But what if you could transform your life in just 22 minutes? What if you could do that? That's why I've got two amazing people joining me here today, Sean Murray and Karen Mills Austin. Now, you're going to hear a lot about them. But one of the things I want to say is they have a powerful message, they have a powerful show, and they are in the realm of transformation. And there are reasons why for each of them. I want to welcome you both to the show. It's great to have you both here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So I want to get a little bit up close and personal with each
Good.
Of you. You know, Sean, you're CEO, co-founder of That Guy's House, and you launched a brand new podcast, 22 Minutes of Transformation. You're the author of an award-winning bestseller, The Guy Who Loves the Universe, and there's so much. You know, Karen, you as well. I could go on about everything you've done and what you are about. International speaker, transformational workshops. You know, you've studied with my bud, Michael Bernard Beckwith. And, you know, on and on and on about the principles of life and life worth. Both of you are in that realm, right? It's like achieving the tower or the pinnacle of learning about transformation. And here's the question I want to kick this off with each of you. Given all of that, everything you've done, and Sean, we'll start with you.
Okay.
What are the challenges and what are the obstacles that you had to overcome to achieve all that?
Oh my gosh. You know, I really believe that I've had my fair share of dark night of the souls. Like, I feel like I got them delivered out in abundance. But that was a great thing because I do think I got to learn about resilience and moving forward from a young age. My biggest thing, I'd say, was always feeling like I was on the outside of the party that was happening. Like, that's how I definitely went through my teen years, through my early 20s, just feeling like I didn't fit in for some way, shape, or form. And that manifested in some severe mental health issues, depression, anxiety. But what was, and I can say this now, I sure wasn't saying it at the time, but the accumulation of that was a turn towards, I'm looking at things a different way, a turn towards spirituality, a turn towards having to discover something in myself, because I clearly wasn't getting it from out there in any way at all. So yeah, my own mind, my own thinking was my biggest obstacle.
Mm. Mm. And you know, Karen, you get the benefit of me already asking that question, so I'm not going to change it up on you. I'm not going to be like all about that for the moment, but because it's the same question, I've been asking this question for 17 years. So that will tell you a little bit, if not a lot, about me. But you've accomplished so much and immersed in spiritual teachings that clearly elevate the way we live our lives. But that doesn't come without its own challenges, does it?
No, it doesn't. I'm just hearing, what are the words? It's something about when we're given a lot, we're expected to unfold a lot. And I've been very fortunate in my life to have my mother and my grandmother as metaphysicians, to grow up at Founders. As a kid, I was there with Dr. Hornaday, and I have matriculated through these teachings where I understand about I understand about metaphysics, and now I'm in the realm of mysticism, knowing that I get to let go and allow the universe to have its way with my life. And so that's the thing that I still bump up against. It just happened a couple of weeks ago where I'm here, I've had something figured out, and the resistance allows me to stop, take a breath, and to let go and to trust the universe. So that's how I continue to unfold, and I'm grateful for it. I allow it, I surrender to it, because I know that it's all for me all the time.
And so what do you two make of your coming together to create this platform, right? I mean, people have heard me say how I got here. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, I dialed the wrong phone number. That's why I'm here. But, you know, I always love to know what the connections are. And I love what both of you just shared, because sometimes, at least this is my experience, sometimes in the world that I'm learning to be in, we think that everything's great. I'm called Pollyanna Patty. And that means, what does that mean? That means, like, you know, nothing ever happens to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not Teflon. Things stick to me. I'm Velcro. But how did you two have that moment of connection and to create what we're about to talk about today?
Karen?
Well,
good job, Sean. Hey, that was good.
Yes. Well, because it really did begin with me, because I said yes. And it began one Sunday morning. I was not wanting to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, because I always do that to go to Agape. Mm-hmm. And I said, I'm not going to wake up. I'm going to roll over. And I heard and felt the presence say to me, get up. And I got up. I still remember the outfit that I had on. I mean, it was just so vivid. Went to Agape, and it was in the second service. And I heard Reverend Michaels say, we have some people here from London, that guy's house. Now, I had just completed, I had just gotten back from the editor, my book. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is fabulous. And then Spirit said, take your cards out, take two out. And so I said, okay, got them. Now what am I supposed to do? Because the service had begun, mm-hmm. Reverend Michael had gotten Sean and his group of authors up, and they had been spoken to, and the service had begun. And then when it was time at the end of the service, Spirit said, get up and go over to Sean. And I went over to Sean, and I gave him my card, and I said, I've just completed a book. I'd love for you to look at it. And it was like, that was the beginning.
It was so incredible. That was in October. We published your book by that February, which was a crazy quick turnaround, but it was incredible. And then Karen, I mean, she invited me to come stay with her for the Agape Revelation Conference in 2018. And I gracefully accepted. Now I've come to learn, Karen, I'm like, geez, that was really big of her to invite me to come stay. Yeah. And it was during that trip, Karen took me through the life visioning process. And I had this vision of, you know, my then company being, I don't know what the words are, but I'd say bigger, more joyful, more serving. I just had this vision of my company, which was grander and full of peace and extending peace and everything.
Yeah.
And that was in April of 2018. And we really, you know, almost 3 years later, Karen and I joined forces to birth this new initiation of the company, which is what Karen led me through in that visioning process years ago, which is just open, expansive, mm-hmm. clean. So, and in that meantime, Karen's published 3 books with us. We speak almost every Monday, and it's just been this incredible, I mean, we all have this, them relationships that have just been waiting for us to arrive
at. Yes.
Yeah.
Don't you love that? Don't you love how, despite us, don't you love how the universe somehow makes things connect and connects the dots? Even yeah, if we don't understand, you know, or can't see the end game, right?
Yes.
But it requires an enormous amount of trust.
Yes.
And yet at sometimes, even we take 2 step forwards and 1 step of self-doubt backwards.
Yeah.
But we still keep moving forward, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. And that's why I'm not a huge fan of strategy. Even as a business owner, people might call me stupid, but I've never had this strategy. I've never had this plan. I've never been out there on the get. Do you know what I mean?
No, everything's I do know.
Everything's unfolded so organically, even down to this podcast we started. It was about 2 episodes in. We heard from your team.
Yeah.
And it's like, had we had this plan that we were going to launch a podcast and get it picked up by a network, then we would have just been getting in the way. And that's another reason why I love our collaboration, because individually, we clearly have made so many great things happen. But together, there's even that further unfolding of the universe having its way.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that more when we come back. When we come back, we're going to talk about Karen, and you know, and I love that we're talking about visioning, the visioning practice that literally changed my life. Oh my gosh, I can't even think how many years ago was part of Reverend Michael's visioning book. Yeah. I don't know what year he put that thing out, but whatever year that was, and I know I interviewed him. It was the first time that something surreal showed up. Mm. What is it about this process that we let organic? And by the way, I am not a fan of strategy either. As a matter of fact, my business coaches just don't know what to do with that.
Yeah.
But here we are. When we come back, we're going to talk about what does this mean to step into the realm of transformation? How do we ask those transformative questions? And what if there were answers to them as opposed to I know nothing?
Mm.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, boy, we've got some good stuff going on. Sean and Karen, 22 minutes, everybody. You ready for that? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the right, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion. With me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Wow, there we go. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Listen, how to transform your life in just 22 minutes with my very special guest and host of the podcast you're about to hear about now, Sean Murray and Karen Mills Alston. Well, for each of you, before we get rolling here, how do people find out about each of you? And tell us about your podcast. How do they find out about that? And how do they download some things from it too, some of your archives? Sean, you want to go first?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can find out about our company at thatguyshouseintl.com. Individually, you can find me on That Guy Who Loves the Universe on Facebook. That was my birthing into this world of spirituality, being that guy who loves the universe. So, yeah, that's how you can find me.
Awesome. Karen, how about you?
Yes, I'm Karen Mills Alston. .com, Facebook, Instagram, Karen Mills Alston, and then 10 Principles for a Life Worth Living. That's my series of award-winning books. Yeah. Thank you.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, look, you know, one of the things that we're talking about here today is one of my favorite topics. I mean, there's a reason that this network's called the Transformation Network, and that is going to be our umbrella network as we launch individual channels. Mm-hmm. And yet, I don't come from a background of understanding the laws of the universe. I'm a kid that's born in the Bronx of New York, and you know, how I got here is still magical mystery to me. But as Emma Curtis Hopkins would say, you know, when you covenant with the Holy Spirit, you do nothing for your life.
Yeah, I love this.
Whoever gave me that book to understand. But let's talk about the gift you're bringing to the world. You know, when I get to speak with each of you and I see what you're doing in service of other people, there is a gift, and when two or more people are gathered, that gift is so extremely powerful. Mm. And I'd like to hear from each of you. What is your hope? What is your vision? And what is the core element for this amazing podcast you're bringing together? And I'm going to hit Karen up with that first.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, when you, even before you completed the asking of the question, it's to be a beneficial presence, right, Sean? Mm.
Absolutely.
I mean, we are authentically letting you know how we show up in our lives. This is how we are. There's no duality here. What you see is what you get. So this authenticity is important to us. And to ask questions that we're really curious about. Mm-hmm. We just, and the questions come through me organically. And when they come, I put them aside or I send it to Sean. And then I don't even think about it. Sean doesn't even think about it. We just, whatever happens on the broadcast, it's the presence within us that is revealing the answer to this. Mm-hmm. And it's not the be-all, end-all answer. It is what is coming through us. And if someone wants to hear it, they get to hear it. And then we welcome the opportunity to expand that listening as they walk with that question throughout the day, throughout mm-hmm. the week.
You know, I love living in the question. Mm-hmm. And, absolutely. You know, I can say that now, and I can't remember the exact first time I said that. I know it was a really long time ago, and it was at the Center for Spiritual Living. Mm-hmm. And I was in a class with a friend of mine who has since passed on. And I held up a sign, and each of us had to hold up this sign and walk around. You know, you've probably conducted a million of these workshops, right? But Bobby and I had to create a sign for our future, or had to create something we were going to create. And I'm moving my home, and I found the sign uh-huh. yesterday, and there it was, and it said the power of next.
Yes. Oh, wow.
And when I said the power of next, you can imagine how many people in that class wanted me not to say the power of next, because what was important at that time was the power of now.
Yes.
And I want to ask you both this question. Sometimes we get these messages that don't really fit convention, especially in the journey of transformation, right? And how do we establish that fundamental core knowing, that absolute trust that the sense we have is divinely guided? How do we establish that? How do we hold on to that, Sean?
That's such a good question, because as a author and a publisher, I'm very much interested in people's stories and what has got them to where they are now. However, I also acknowledge it's completely irrelevant, because the universe is constantly reinventing itself. So when I hear the power of next, I went and wrote it down so much, because especially in my life right now, the next phase is this company Karen and I have created together. And it's so interesting, because I feel it's like that, it's that belief of, well, new is coming, new is good, new is here. So I forget what your question was. What I'm saying
it's
is
about trust. It's about me standing up with that sign, right?
Yeah.
Which says, I'm going to write a book called The Power of Next. Yeah. And then people looking at it and saying, but wait a minute, you know, this is the power of now. And, you know, in my heart, I totally understood what that was. And I had an opportunity to speak what I meant. Yeah. But it's hard to hold on to that. It's hard sometimes to hold on to it.
And like I said, like, so your story has got you to here. And there's so many beautiful stories and lessons and wisdom in that. And the publisher in me loves to hear that. But the spiritual teacher in me, so to call it, loves to say, well, do you want to know what? This has got you to where you are now. And from here, there's something so great, grand, and glorious. Great, grand, and glorious to come. So it's really standing in the fact that the universe is just constantly reinventing itself, and you get to believe it's reinventing itself for my unfolding. So to stand in that trust is to know, well, it got me here, and I get to go from here to next.
Yes.
And it's really about, I mean, it's really a lack of something to do. So often we want to know, well, what is it I now do? How do I trust? Well, if you really want to show you trust, do nothing, you know? Do five less things than you thought you were going to do for the unfoldment of who you are.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And you know, what we talk about on 22 Minutes are practices. So there are practices that we get to have in place if we choose to, so that we can stay connected to this source, to this force, to this everything. So we talk about prayer, we talk about meditation, we talk about life visioning, we talk about hydration, we talk about movement, we talk about mm-hmm. putting good food in our body temples, all of those things. And when we trust, we take care of ourselves, then we allow ourselves to be open and available to that next stage of our evolution. That's what this is all about. So next is powerful. We have to be prepared to be able to move into that next phase. So the power of now, great. The power of next, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love it. Absolutely. I wrote it down. Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting. I had that note, and it's, you know, it's written on an 8.5 by 11. It's like scribbled on there. And this was a workshop that I did. Oh my gosh, it's got to be right around 2002. It really goes back. Now, the reality is that was my vision. And, you know, that vision was circumvented by something that I was really called to do.
Yes.
And that's what I do today. So I never really did write the book, and a couple of other people picked up on it. And mm-hmm. so I knew it was important for me, and it is going to be in my book, but yeah. I knew it wasn't the thing. Mm-hmm. I just mm-hmm. knew I believed in it. And at some point, I even wrote Eckhart Tolle. Oh, boy, you should have seen the hate mail I got on that Facebook post.
Yeah.
But the thing I presented was just a very naive and innocent question. Mm-hmm. And what I was trying to really grapple with at this point in time in my life was this question, and I want to ask you, and then we'll talk about it when we come back, because this is what you both do. By the time I'm done realizing the power of now, I'm already in the power of next.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How do we bring them together? We're going to take a short break, everybody. When we come back, that's Sean. Benny knows I cut you all a break. I didn't ask that question when we came back. I give you 3 minutes to think about it. Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back with Sean and Karen.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Ober. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Ober. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyober.com. That's drkathyober.com.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Patricia McNair, host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. And I'm here to help you live a more authentic, spiritually connected life. Join me every first and third Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Being who you are in everyday life is the key to unlocking soul wisdom within that our whole self already knows. Get ready to embrace your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being, your whole being. Discover your gifts and strengthen your connection to spirit. We will explore earth guidance, divine truth and love, past life lessons, and so much more. So listen in to Divine Guidance with Patricia and join in your personal adventure to triggering, opening, validating, and being all that you are. For more information about me, visit divineguidance.earth.
Are you ready to let go of the I can'ts that are holding you down? Valerie Trujillo invites you to join her community on a mission to collectively heal as a tribe, where your vulnerability is heard and reciprocated. So tune in to Love and Light with the Crystal Blue Oracle every second and fourth Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Valerie and her work, visit CrystalBlueOracle.com.
Benny, Benny, Benny. You're so good, Benny.
That's our reverend. That's Michael Bernard Beckwith. That was
that is for sure.
Transcendence.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everybody. Sean Patrick. And look, at one of the things I want to say about you both, and let's just talk about this. Sean Murray, Karen Mills Alston joining me here today. And we're talking about a number of different things, but we're talking about what happens when two people independent of each other get tapped on a shoulder to then come together. You know, Sean's work has been on BBC, Sunday's Time, Huffington Post. Karen is, of course, as we said before, award-winning author, practitioner, CEO, co-founder of The Guy's House. I mean, on and on and on and on, but here they come together. And when you come together, something amazing happens. And I want to let everybody know, Sean, Karen, what is the best way for people to find out about each of you? How do they get copies of your book? All of that.
Awesome. You can find us both at our company, thatguyshouseintl.com. You can get my book, That Guy Who Loves the Universe, anywhere books are sold. And if you want to follow me online, it's the same name, That Guy Who Loves the Universe.
Yes.
Karen, how about you?
Yes, I'm on Amazon and every other place that books are sold. Mm-hmm. And 10 Principles for Life Worth Living and my website, KarenMillsAlston.com, Instagram, Facebook, same name. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about some of these principles about life worth living and transformation and about your podcast. How do people listen to your podcast? What's the best way for people to do that?
Or anywhere podcasts are broadcast, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, it's 22 minutes of transformation.
I love it. We're going to talk about 22 minutes because I never really see 22. I am an 11 girl. So anytime somebody puts 22 in front of me, I'm all about 11. So who knows what? I'm already on the power next with the number.
Yeah.
But here's a sign that Linda found.
Yes.
Because we're packing, and I found it in a box. Mm-hmm. And Bobby Braden and I were, let's call it just like you two. Mm-hmm. Her life ended way too early. And as a matter of fact, if you come into my studio, the desk that I use was gifted to me by her. And she said, you've got to write this book, or you've got to do something about your life, Pat. You've got to do something about your life. And that's my question. Sometimes the thing you think you are going to do doesn't turn out to be that exact thing, but the energy of what you want to create comes forward. Absolutely. Can each of you talk about that idea, that the energy that is in our heart sometimes comes forward despite who we are?
Yes. You know, I remember when I was a kid, and I I was 15 years old, and I made a list of things. I call them intentions now. I call them goals then, that I wanted to accomplish, and I did them. You know, I could manifest at a certain point my first car, grades in school, getting into the college I wanted to, all those things. And at one point, I said to myself, boy, this would be really cool if I could do this all the time. But I didn't. I manifested things. And then I got to a point where I had gotten married. I married a wonderful man. We had a child together. Everything was wonderful. Continued to go to spiritual centers. And eventually landed at Agape. And when I landed at Agape, I, as so many of us who have been there, I was welcomed home. I was welcomed to my soul, because this is about always having practices in place so that we can feel that presence, so that we know that we are more than our humanness, so that we know that we're not operating whatever that phrase goes. How does it go? I'm not of the world. I'm in the world, but I'm not of it.
Of the world. And you know, that's really the point that I was mentioning before the break, because if you are really on that pathway, I mean, this is something for me that I stopped thinking about, but it was really a conundrum for me. It was how to describe why I didn't hang up on that phone call in 2003. Why I stayed on that phone call when I was looking for a man and I got a woman and I dialed into an internet only station. 10 minutes, I pulled out a credit card and I bought an hour of airtime. 2003 on the internet. I mean, my friends wanted to have me committed.
I get it.
They did. Yeah. But Sean, talk from your perspective now about this and about that heart space that pulls us.
I am still so much on my journey with this. It is like my pilgrimage. I never wanted to be a publisher. I wanted to be an author. And I had my brand, That Guy Who Loves the Universe, and I wanted a book deal with Hay House. And that was my focus. That was my intention. That was my everything. And that kind of went back and forth for a while. You know, I had conversations, etc. I had a great literary agent, all of that, all of the stuff. I had the package of selling my book to a publisher. And it kept not happening. And it made no sense to me because I had these great endorsements. I had this following. I had what I believed. I was like, this is a great book. And it kept not happening. I'm talking 5 years of my life trying to get a publishing deal. And one day it was very clear. I just said, I'm going to publish this myself. I'm going to call it That Guy's House because I was That Guy Who Loves the Universe at the time. I'm just going to put out my own book. I bought the ISBNs. I set up the company all just to publish my own book. That was in July. By October, I had people asking me, can you help me publish a book? I was like, sure, I'll do that. And before I knew it, it was this publishing company. We were working with authors all over the world. And then still, because I'm not there, this story doesn't have the ending yet, by the way. But even then, you know, I've started this publishing company. I'm working with authors all over the world. And I think, I don't want to be a publisher. I want to be in broadcast. And it's like, so I need to find a way to finish this publishing company and get into broadcast. What happens? The publishing company launches a podcast. Here we are speaking with you. It's like I still to this day will say, dear God, I don't want to be a publisher. And God sends me somebody to work on their book with them.
Yes.
So I think I'm doing the opposite of manifestation. I don't know what it is, but it also very much feels like, well, this is where I serve. This is what I know how to do. Yes. This is how I can be a beneficial presence. Someone has a book. I know everything to do to turn that book into a reality. And here I am answering that call 5 years later. But this is not a situation of wanting something, visioning it, attaining it.
Right.
It's the opposite. Yeah, it's the opposite. It's saying, dear God, I don't want to do this thing. And God says, well, this is where you are the most beneficial presence right now.
Yeah.
And don't you both love that? I mean, you know, it also leads me to think about something interesting as you both were talking about this. And, you know, I'm one of these people that growing up, I was learning different. And that's the term we use now. Mm. And you're a learning different person. So the benefit of my learning different thing is that when people speak, I see things. I don't see words. Mm-hmm. So when you speak, I've already got like this vision, albeit some of it is made up in my mind, but I've got an idea. Yeah. And, you know, what's fascinating to me is how I saw the number 22.
Oh, wow.
And I saw the number 22. And what's interesting about that is underneath that number was the number 11.
Yes.
And underneath that number was the number 1. And so I kept thinking about this. Linda's like, no, this is 22 minutes. And I wanted to ask you, there's a ripple effect to that number. Tell us what the importance has been for that number and the importance of it is in the world of transformation. Karen, you want to hit that up or Sean, who wants to go first?
Sean, go ahead.
Oh, sure. Well, 11 is our number two. Just to be, yeah. 11 is our number two, just to be clear. And 11 okay. was the podcast. The podcast is actually the third initiation of what we've been doing. We started out a year ago, a support group called Global Community for Transformation when the pandemic hit. We noticed that that was getting a lot of attention when we broadcast it. So from September onwards, it was a Facebook broadcast, and then that was 22 minutes. And the podcast 22 was, I mean, it just was the number we chose in regards to that was as long, we had to spend at least that long in a topic to get somewhere we weren't when we started. And even knowing, I was very clear, we can't get there in 20 minutes. And even today when we're recording, it's like we have all this conversation and then the final 2 minutes, I'm like, oh, it's so good. All the juice is there. So yeah. 11 is our number. So the connection is that, you know, it's double 11. Yep. There's two of us. And it was the time in which I thought, well, how long would I need to spend in the energy of a question to get an answer? And 20 minutes was too short. It was 22.
I love this because, mm-hmm. you know, it's hard sometimes to explain things. I get asked a lot of different questions. I want to start out with sharing something. Then I want you each to comment on how we can learn to trust the process. How can we learn to trust? Now, I will tell you this, that I had just finished doing an interview with Reverend Michael. And I was over at the studio with Benny, right? We have studios in Bellevue and studios in Montlake Terrace. So I was over at the studio. And that day, I had to drive back to Seattle because at the time I was living in Seattle. So I had to drive across the I-90. And I'm driving across this bridge on this Lake Washington. And my windshield lit up. And it showed me every channel I was to create. It showed me the entire landscape for the network. I mean, it literally lit up. Now, because I'm a visual, I knew what to do. But it literally lit up. And honestly, I couldn't see the road for at least, I mean, this is I-90 going across the bridge. And this thing was so in my face until I said, I got it. And I want to ask you about this because sometimes our lives unfold. Sometimes people see us differently than we see ourselves. And the reason I say that, I had an opportunity to be part of a music video, and I think Michael was part of it too, down in LA. And it was this music video John Legend and his nephew put together, beautiful song. And somehow I got invited to that. And when I got there, what people were saying was Reverend Dr. Street Smart Spiritualist, because that's wow. my thing. I do street smart spirituality. And I couldn't own it.
Oh, wow.
I didn't quite get it. It was, I said yes to this thing, and I never saw myself that way. And so the question that I ask each of you is, how can we help people grow into that thing that they perhaps didn't call upon themselves, but yet the universe is calling for that to come forward? How do we help people trust in that process?
Well, you know, there's so many things. There's something within us, as we say at Agape through Reverend Michael, there's something within us. I call it the presence. I call it spirit. I call it God. I call it love that has never been hurt, harmed, or endangered. And we, no matter where we are in our lives, this represents our intuitive nature. As you were speaking and you were talking about the windshield numbers, I got this chill that went through my body. That's validation, as if I... Spirit needs to validate with me of how magnificent this is, you know, that this is real. So to be able to, that's why, you know, prayer, meditation, life visioning, walking, whatever it is that we do so that we can connect with the presence, we're always connecting to it. And that's where we get to trust. So we trust people. And Reverend Michael said this last year, I got it. But he says, we don't trust man or woman, we trust the presence.
Yeah.
He says that that people will always disappoint us. They're human beings.
Yeah. Human.
So when I trust God, when I'm guided and directed, when I'm in the rhythm and the flow of this presence all the time, that's how I build up my trust. And it's interesting. I used to say to people, if we're not going to trust God, who are we going to trust? Yeah. I understand that now.
Yeah.
We're also talking about something that this happens individually. It happens. I can't tell anybody. I mean, I can certainly model it. I can talk about it. But individuals have to experience this themselves. And the beginning is to let go.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I think it's very rare we get the vision delivered crystal clearly.
Yes.
We get some kind of abstract picture that we can make sense of, which is enough to get us to move forward. Mm-hmm. But I think it's so rare you just, and it happens, and it's happened to me. Yeah. But the rule is you get some abstract vision that your mind can best understand at that time. And that's enough to move you forward to get where your unfolding is.
Yes.
But yeah.
I mean, this is really for everybody listening today. You know, this is the part of the show where the invitation shows up. You know, this is an invitation for everyone listening today that maybe you've lost hope, or maybe the world as you see it today isn't quite as shiny as you thought it would be. And, you know, holding on to that presence, that aspect, that thing that really can guide us to that place of peace is so important. Mm-hmm. And yet, even if you don't know how, like I had no clue how that was going to show up. And by the way, it took another 8 months for the opportunity to show up.
Yes.
We have to figure out a way to stay in a place of trust.
Yes.
I think that's one of our greatest challenges. What do you think, each of you?
Well, yeah, you know, and we were talking earlier about the life visioning process.
Yes.
Reverend Michael being the originator of that process.
Yep.
And in that process, he asks a number of questions. So even, and a question might be, what is seeking to emerge? What wants to be birthed? What are my gifts and talents? All of that. If we were to ask ourselves, meaning asking the presence, what is here for me? Mm-hmm. What wants to be birthed? If we were to take a question, we don't have to do the entire life visioning process.
Right.
We can sit with a question. One of the statements that Reverend Michael gave us early on in the year is, I give myself permission to be more loving. I give myself permission to open up and to surrender to the infinite possibilities of my life. So to be able to make a statement or ask the question, Joel Goldsmith asks, sweet spirit. You know, he says, sweet spirit, your servant is listening. So completely opening up. What is it that is mine to do right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. How do I need to grow and expand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Pat, you used the word hope, and that's like in the second chapter of my book's about hope, because there was a time, you know, hope was a big step forward for me. It was dark. Like, and I say in the book, you know, hope is trying really hard to get your attention. Have some kind of daily practice where you get to go somewhere which can cultivate hope. And that's what I love about our podcast. For some people, that's their service. 22 minutes a week to be in our company to hopefully move that tiny bit more forward than they were before. But create an altar, create a practice, create a service you can go to that cultivates exactly that hope in your life. Because sometimes, you know, you have to, like, you know, it's like you're going through a dark tunnel and with a torch, a flashlight, and you have to you can only go the next few steps, but that is hope, that tiny little light, and it does lead to this glorious light but sometimes you only get to see a tiny bit in front of you. I don't know why that is. I don't know why so many of our spiritual journeys are preceded by a dark night of the soul. I just know it tends to be the rule. And there's the exception, but the rule tends to be there was this dark period of time. Yes. I came through it. And that's been my joy as a publisher all these years, to say, what was that moment where you got to go, when did you get to breathe a sigh of relief? Yes. And that's the story I find so interesting.
In that dark night, mm-hmm. I heard just recently, just like in the last month, that even though I don't like the feeling of it, I've learned to like the feeling of it because I know that newness is birthing itself. My life is about to be transformed. That's what I love about that.
Yeah. And I love that you said that, because I literally, you know, I studied the consequences of broken promises 10 years at Claremont. And, you know, when I emerged from that, it was the darkest, darkest part of my life. I mean, you cannot study broken promises for 10 years and interview hundreds of people and walk out of there not feeling like OMG. And, you know, yet, had I not studied that, I would have probably gone on to be this high paid consultant and, mm-hmm. and literally not taking my life to where I wanted it to go. And so sometimes we have to hold on to the fact that, yes, beyond this dark period is just absolutely yeah. opulent abundance and joy and peace. Yeah. And that's what you both bring. That's what 22 Minutes does. Mm. That's what this message that you bring forward is about for the time we live in. So I want to thank each of you and ask you one more time. Thank you for today. Please let folks know how they can listen, how they can get your books.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
Been a joy. Yeah. Absolutely a joy. So Karen Mills Austin at my website, my Facebook, everything, mm-hmm. My Instagram, and Amazon, 10 Principles for a Life Worth Living. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Karen.
Yeah, and it's Sean Patrick Murray. You can get my book, That Guy Who Loves the Universe, anywhere books are sold online. And it's That Guy Who Loves the Universe on Facebook. And our company is thatguyshouseintl.com.
I want to thank you both for today. And one quick last question. Sure. What's your personal message? What do each of you want to leave us with today? Karen, go first if you want.
Oh, I think about freedom. Sean and I talk about that all the time. When we trust the universe that put us here at this particular time, and we let go and we allow, we surrender, then we experience freedom.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Mm. Oh, and my word is space. You know, I believe, you know, the universe, God is the space around. It's the space in between words. It's the space around what's happening. So listen to this broadcast, listen to our podcast, and then make space for emptiness, because that's where this source of the universe of God gets to infuse itself. So make space.
And I want to say to everybody, when you step into how to transfer your life in 22 minutes, you have the space, the freedom space that both Karen and Sean just talked about. Thank you both for joining me here today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody for tuning us in. We've got another hour coming up for you. Benny, Olivia, we're going to take a short break. Everybody, if you've missed any part of this, go to Transformation Talk Radio. It should be up later on today. We'll see you in a minute.
Expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.